fantasy can become reality. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. A Game of Scrabble by Lisbeth Copenhagen. You should have put high factor sunblock on. Your freckles are all red, Peter. You'll get skin cancer before you're 50. Quit the chit-chat while I'm trying to put the letters together. Concentrate on the game. You'll get arthritis in your jaw before you're 50. If I get arthritis in my jaw, it would be because of that. She leaned over the table, shielding her gaze under the shadow from the brim of her hat. Ulla, I'll ignore that one. He hid the line of letters with his hand and then, with obvious deliberation, put 7 tiles down, smacking his lips with satisfaction. She read what he'd put down. He'd placed his letters extending her word ending in CK to form the word tongue fuck. There is no such thing. Her voice was stern and chiding. Ulla, tongue fuck. Are you of all people going to tell me that there is no such thing as tongue fuck? No, I mean, of course not. But that's got nothing to do with it. It's meant to be a real word that you can find in the dictionary. She patted the hardcover book on the table in front of them with more fervour than intended. You know fully well that it's called oral sex, according to the dictionary, that is. He tried to catch her eye under the brim of her hat. If you can find the word in the dictionary, she said, you can use it. Otherwise, you can't. He rearranged the tiles to form another word, visibly irritated. That's it, then. If it's not in the dictionary, it doesn't exist. Just remember that next time, Ulla, when you're not hell-bent on winning. She didn't answer him. She'd already organized her letters and was putting the tiles down. 3 in a row. I already have 3 on this part of the board. 3 reds, all in a line. I'll give you 3 in a row. Is that a promise or a threat? From underneath her hat, she saw him stand and watched him purposely walk towards her. She felt his hand close around her wrist and let herself be led into the kitchen. Out of the sun. It took a moment for her eyes to adjust to the light in the tiny kitchen. He brushed away the crumbs from their breakfast and lifted her up onto the low kitchen table. This table is for pygmies, she laughed. No, for small dicks, I mean. He opened his eyes wide with surprise, but also because he was turned on. Then he pressed himself against her, hard, took off her glasses and firmly took hold of her hair. Stop, she screeched. I forgot that you don't like it when women are vulgar. But she was laughing. My goody two-shoes. He unbuttoned her summer dress in impatient, quick movements. He started with the button at the top, feeling the pulse in her neck, and carried all the way down to below her waist. Then he opened her dress.